Good morning. We are extremely pleased that you are here. It is good to come together for the purpose of co-creating. Do you agree?
Yes. Mm.
You are knowing what you are wanting?
Yes.
You are enjoying the evolution of those ideas?
Yes.
You are enjoying the contrast that gives birth to those desires? From your broader non-physical perspective, you not only appreciate the contrast, but you embrace it fully because you understand that if it were not for your variety, and contrast certainly is that, you would not be able to come to your personal conclusions about what you now want. And sometimes as we visit with you, especially when you are new to us, when we ask that question and we feel your response, we can feel that you are not excited at all about the contrast. That most of you think from your physical format that if you could make it the way you want it to be, there would only be those things in your feathered nest that really please you right now. So that you could just be there and look around at all of the things that please you, and you would conclude, this is a good life. In fact, this is the life I came here to live. And we said, no, it isn't. You did not come forth to look around to find only those things that you are wanting to see. You came forth wanting the variety that would help you to specifically, and more important, personally choose or identify choices. And we think that the reason that many of you have sort of gotten away from appreciation of the variety is because you're not really yet, again, fully feeling the importance of your selfish perspective. We think sometimes that what your vantage point is that I'm here among so many others, and how important could my perspective be? And we want to say to you, it is all important. In fact, it is so important that when you come to a conclusion of something really wanted or something just sort of wanted, something that you would give anything to have, or something that you just mildly think you would enjoy. When any sort of preference is born within you, Source not only answers the request, but literally becomes it. Now, in order to understand that, you've got to understand the whole nature of who you are. You are Source Energy. And you were Source Energy even before you were born into this physical body, and now you continue to be that Source Energy in a physical body. You're not dead or alive. You're always alive, and you are focused non-physically and physically. And the non-physical part of you expressed itself before the you was you that was you that you know is you. The non-physical part of you expressed itself here forward and still does. So here's the cycle that we want you to get a sense of, because unless you understand this, nothing about what you're living here makes complete sense to you, and we really want it to. So the non-physical energy of you projected yourself into this physical body, and now in this physical body you explore your environment. And when you don't have enough of something you want, you want it. When you see things that you like, you acknowledge that. When you see things that you don't like, you acknowledge that, and in doing so acknowledge what you would prefer. So there is this constant honing and deciphering of life, which causes you to evolve to new wanting. Now, we want you to couple those two words together. Desire, new wanting, and evolve. It's more than two words, isn't it? But it's all the same thing. You evolve through the power of your desire. You become more. Now, this is the part that we really want you to hear. So the Source became you, and then the you that you know as you achieved this new desire, and the Source Energy part of you became that new desire. became the vibrational equivalent of that new desire. So we've written a book that has the best title that has ever been given to any book, anytime, anywhere, because it speaks about this cycle so powerfully. The title is Ask and It Is Given. Ask and it is. Ask and it is. And we would like to say something even more precise. When life causes you to ask, the non-physical part of you not only gives it to you, but vibrationally becomes what you have asked for. So when your life shows you shortage in some way, and your shortage causes you to ask for more clarity, or for more money, or for more wellness, or more of anything that you are wanting, when you ask for more of it, the non-physical part of you becomes it instantaneously. And when the non-physical part of you becomes something that the rest of you doesn't become, you feel it. When the non-physical part of you becomes something that you go along with, you feel the harmony of that. That's what positive emotion is. When the non-physical part of you becomes something that you don't go along with, you feel the disharmony of that. That's what negative emotion is. Don't you love knowing that? So whenever you feel negative emotion of any kind, no matter what degree it is or what label you give it, it always means the same thing. Your life, you in this body, caused you to become something that you didn't stay up to speed with. And the reason that you're not staying up to speed with the new idea, usually, is because you, in your blessed humanness, are beating the drum of justification. In other words, usually you're saying, I want more money because you see it's so hard over here without enough money. And I really, really would like more money, and I believe I deserve more money, but no, more money never really comes to me. In fact, I hardly know anybody that has enough money, and the people that have enough money clearly don't deserve as much money as they have. They probably inherited it, they didn't earn it. In other words, what's the big deal? Why do they get money? And why do they get the tax breaks? It doesn't seem fair that the people with all of the money get all of the tax breaks, and those business owners that are doing all of that traveling and everything, and those people that drive those Cadillacs and smoke those big cigars. In other words, as you are feeling your lack of abundance and in your feeling of justification about wanting it, you're beating the drum of that, you're not keeping up with the desire that you've asked for. So your source energy part of you is over here in your vibrational escrow, living the luxury and abundance that you have put there through your life, offering a vibration about it, and this is the most important part of all of this, offering a vibration about it and calling you eternally, incessantly, constantly calling you toward it. And when you go, you feel the relief of going in that direction, and when you don't, you feel the result of not going with the flow of all of that. Can you imagine taking your canoe down to the river's edge? You've got your oars already in the boat, and you turn it deliberately upstream and begin paddling. Hard, because it's a strong current. So you paddle, 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 and we say, what do you think about just turning and going with the current? And our human friends say, oh, Abraham, that just seems lazy. And anyway, everybody that I know that's worth anything is like me paddling upstream. And we say, but why do you do that? And you say, ours is not to question why. Ours is just to do or die. In other words, we do it because that's what we've been trained to do, and it's because that's what everybody we know is doing. Everybody paddles upstream. And all of the rewards are for those who paddle upstream. If you really struggle hard and really get yourself into a terrible bind, people take notice. It's virtuous. And what they really say is, the rewards after we die are all about how hard we paddled against the current. And we say, friends, and we speak from broadest of views, nothing that you want is upstream. Everything that you want is downstream. Because everything that you want Source has become and is calling you toward, and that's what makes the stream, you see. The current or the stream is about the desires that you've put there and the fact that the non-physical part of you is there, living it and being it and calling you toward it. That's what inspiration is. When you follow the feeling of inspiration, you're moving with the current. When you practice the art, and many of you have worked to try to make it an art, of motivating yourself by pushing against what you don't want, thinking that that will give you leverage in the direction of what you do want, it doesn't, because in this universe that is based upon law of attraction, there is no such thing as no. This is an inclusion-based universe, which means when you say yes to something, you include it in your vibration. And when you say no to something, you include it in your vibration. So every time you say no to something, you're paddling upstream. You're paddling against the current. It is only when you say yes to what you're wanting that you begin to turn and go with the flow. This idea of the flow, if you will get this in your mind and you will begin to realize that there is this powerful current that is flowing and that if you will relax and let yourself go with it, in fact, we want to say you don't even have to turn your boat around and paddle in the direction of your vibrational escrow and of your source energy and of all of the wonderful things that you've created. You don't have to paddle that way. Just stop paddling that way and the current will turn you and take you. And when the current turns you and you begin going with the flow, you will begin to feel immediate relief. And the thing that we so much want you to hear is that that turning point where you feel relief, no matter how intense the relief is or how soft it is, that feeling of relief is the thing that you want to be most aware of, because that's where your power point is. That's where all of your power is, really. Some of you have been listening to us for a while, and we describe this emotional scale, where on one end of it are the good feeling emotions, love and joy and passion, appreciation. And on the other end of it are the bad feeling emotions, like fear and depression, and some of everything in between. And we want to say to you that when you are in this attitude that feels good, you are going with the flow. And when you are in this attitude that feels bad, you are not going with the flow. But we don't want you, from this emotional scale that we are laying out for you, we don't ever want to give you the impression that it is our desire for you today in this moment to turn from depression or fear and to turn your boat around and put a motor on it and go all the way over here to appreciation and love, because that implies that we don't trust the current, and we do. We want you to just stop doing this, and when you stop doing this, the current will begin to carry you. And as it begins to carry you, don't take this the wrong way, but get it. As the current carries you, once you stop paddling upstream and you feel the relief of that beginning to move in the direction of who you really are, that's as good as it can be for you right now. And that's got to be good enough. In other words, and not only does it got to be good enough, we don't mean to say that it isn't good enough in any way. We mean to say, that's it. That's all you got to do. Just stop doing that and the stream will take you this way. And once the stream begins to carry you, the stream is carrying you. Do you know what makes the stream go to the speed that it does for you anyway? It's the life you've lived and the things you've asked for. Every time you know what you don't want, you know what you do want, so you put it over there in vibrational escrow, and source becomes it and calls it to you. So don't you think this is interesting? You and what you've lived is the reason that your stream is moving as it is. And you pushing against that or going in the wrong direction of it is what causes you to feel negative emotion. Are you beginning to feel the power of all of this? Your life has caused you to get your stream moving, and your life or attitude or mood or attention to subjects is what's got you pointed cross current. And so every bit of negative emotion that you're feeling is because of two factors. You've asked for stuff that you're not letting yourself go to. It's just that simple. If you weren't asking, someone called you on the telephone and said, "Hello, you don't know me. I've just called to tell you that I'm not ever going to call you again." You would say, "That's okay with me." You would not feel any negative emotion. There would be no paddling upstream. But if somebody who you really care about called you and said, I know we've had a long relationship and we go way, 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 way back, and I know we've been living together for a long time, and your entitled financial well-being is tied to me, but I'm leaving. I'm never going to call you again. You would, most of you, not say, all righty then. Most of you would feel strong negative emotion because something that you want is going one way and this conversation is taking you in opposition to it. And the key is to get yourself going in the same direction, energy-wise, no matter what. And today we will show you how to do that. Jerry and Esther had the great fun a few weeks ago of going whitewater rafting with friends in Colorado. And it was such a remarkable day. The first thing that they noticed as they got into this very fast-moving river, there were rapids that were rated at 4, pretty exciting, and some at 3, and not much else. And as they were moving in the river, the first thing that became really obvious to Jerry and Esther is that there was no possibility that they were going to be able to paddle upstream. That current was going to have its way with them. And we want you to understand that the current of life is going to have its way with you. You can't stop being who you are, and when you try, you feel rotten. Are you getting the sense of this, that it is your life in this body, just the way you planned it, that has caused you to expand and become more, and that the larger vibrational part of you becomes more? And if you don't let the rest of you keep up with it, you have a tug of war going on inside of you. You're like a two-headed monster, and we want both heads to go in the same direction. It just goes better that way, you see. So as Jerry and Esther and their dear friends were in this raft moving down the river, another of the things that became very apparent is that there were some things in the river that were not going with the flow. Big boulders were rooted to the bottom of the river. So when the flow approached those big boulders, big gushers and geysers of water was spiking sometimes 10 or 20 feet in the air as this fast-moving water was moving around these rocks. And we want to say to you that when you don't let yourself go with your new idea, when you sort of cling to the bottom of the stream that you got going, that stream beats you up pretty good, doesn't it? And when you complain about how life is beating you up, we want to say to you, it's the life that you have created. Because the only reason that that river is going that fast is because you've lived life and asked for this and 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 this. A car that's going 100 miles an hour when it hits a tree, it's a bigger problem than a car that's going 5 miles an hour and hits a tree. And how fast your stream, or in this example, your car is going, is all about the life you've been living and what you've been asked for. And it is also in part due to the energy that you projected as you came in. In other words, none of you intended to just come here and not observe and not conclude and not create. Not one of you said that. Every one of you said, I'll go forth into the environment of Earth, and I will weigh the pros and the cons, the pluses and the minuses. I will evaluate the contrast, and I will come to my personal preferences, because then you still remembered how powerful and important your preferences were. And we want to exaggerate this, amplify this for you, because we want you to feel how Source understands so clearly that no one could know more clearly than you what you want. And Source agrees so wholeheartedly with your conclusion about what you want that even when you don't speak words, and most of the time you do not, Source gets what you want and so completely becomes it that now we're just going to put it to you bluntly. If you want to be joyful, you've got to keep up with who you have become. It's just that simple. And when you don't, you feel it. So that's why we call this gathering the art of allowing. It's the art of allowing me to be who me has become. It's the art of allowing the me that is Source energy, that has come forth and lived in the me that is this body and has become something more. It's the art of allowing me to complete my cycle of expansion, of evolution. You are eternal beings. You never get it done, you see. Now, here's the big part, and you're going to hear us say this all day long, because everything we tell you we think is the best part. Here's the best part. Here's the thing we really want you to hear. Now, this is what we really, really, really want you to get. So get this, really get this. So you've been hearing us talk about this emotional scale, and over here's the good feeling emotions, and over here's the not so good feeling emotions. And you keep feeling, we feel it from you, that when you're over here not feeling so good, you're not satisfied to just turn a little bit. In other words, when you're in depression and you become enraged, that's an improvement and it's moving in the right direction. Really, it is. But most of you are not satisfied with that, and we know your friends are really not satisfied with that. They liked you better when you were depressed. But when you make that turn, when you release the resistance enough that you begin to turn and go with the flow, you feel better. And we said earlier, we want you to accept that that's enough for now in this context. Can you imagine as Jerry and Esther are taking their rubber raft down to the river's edge? And it's a long river. They're going to float on this river for miles. So in an effort to be really good at creating, they would say to the river guide, "Well, I see where you're putting this raft in, but where are you going to take it out?" And he would say, "Well, down closer to Fort Collins. We'll take it out several miles down the road." And Jerry and Esther, in an effort to be really good, deliberate creators, might say, "Well, let's put the boat back on the truck and let's drive down to just a few hundred yards from where we're going to get out, and we'll just put it in right close to where we're going to take it out." And the river guide would say, "Whatever you want, but I thought you came for a river ride. I thought you came for the living of some life here. No, I just want to get it done. I just want to get to where I'm going." Can you imagine, as Jerry and Esther are making the 400-mile approximate drive from Phoenix to San Diego, can you imagine them getting 20 miles out and then arguing with each other about whose fault it is they're not already there? As they say, for 400 miles, we're failing, 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 because our goal is San Diego. So here we are, mile one, failure, mile two, failure, mile three, failure, mile four, failure. Or do you just point in the direction and then enjoy the journey? And we want you, even in the context of being in negative emotion on your way to positive emotion, we want you to relax a little bit and make peace with where you are and enjoy the journey. Because relatively speaking, and everything is relative, you know, the only reason you feel the way you feel in any moment is because you have become something that you're not letting yourself become. So it's two points of vibrational relativity that are playing off of each other all of the time that are giving you your emotional feedback anyway. Do you get that? It's like the guidance system in your vehicles. Jerry and Esther have four different kinds now in four different vehicles, but they all operate on the same premise, which is they program where they're going, where they want to go, and the system knows where they are. So it gives them maps and verbal and visual feedback on where they are in relationship to where they want to go. And that's exactly what your emotions are giving to you. You're getting if you really, really want something, if let's say life has caused you to really, you've been living in the house you've been living in for a while, and the kitchen is not satisfying you, and every time you don't have place for something or something doesn't work, you launch this rocket of desire for an improved kitchen. And when you go to hang your clothes up, there's not enough room, and water got in there anyway, and you think there's probably mold in the walls, and it doesn't smell that good when you come home, and you've just become dissatisfied with your house. But every time you notice something about where you're currently living that isn't satisfying you, maybe without even knowing it, but you are doing it just the same, you're launching rockets of desires for an improvement, and improve this and improve that. So over here in vibrational escrow is amassing this magnificent new living space for you. You're putting it together complaint by complaint, you might say. I know what I don't want. Source knows what you do want. I know what I don't want. Source knows what you do want. So here's this wonderful vibrational escrow relative to all kinds of things. But in this example, this magnificent new house is developing for you. So now you meet someone who has a magnificent house. And when you see it, you feel terrible. not fair. I've wanted this my whole life, and they've got it, and they're only 25. So what's happened there is your desire is over here, and you've been at it a while, so your stream is really, really moving. And now you see something, and as you see it, you're paddling against the current. Now, if you would stop and say, anything that makes you feel a little less bad, you'll begin to turn. And even though you're not living in your house yet, you're no longer bucking the current, and you're moving in the direction of it. So every time you feel that negative emotion, which is your indicator that you're going in opposition, and as long as you're turned in opposition to what you want, you're not going to close the gap between where you are and where you want to be. So if hundreds or even thousands of times during the day you feel the negative emotion and you know what it means, everything I want is downstream and I'm paddling upstream, and you do your best to stop and relax and at least stop doing that thing you're doing that's got you pointed in the wrong direction, you'll turn and you'll begin moving in the direction of what you're wanting. And enough of that. You're going to begin to feel the joy of moving with the flow. Have you ever been sitting in traffic? You have some place you want to be or need to be, and the traffic is not moving at all. And you know that feeling of dissatisfaction, of not moving at all toward some place you want to go. And then the traffic starts moving a little. And you were traveling 70 miles an hour before it bound up, and then you were not moving at all for a little while, and now you're only moving 15 miles an hour. But doesn't it feel good? In other words, at least you're moving. At least there's a sense of getting to where you're going. And this is the thing that we want you to start feeling relative to your emotions. Anytime you feel the improvement, the feeling of relief that always comes when you stop pointing upstream, when you stop beating the drum of what you don't want, in the moment, you don't even have to. Sometimes you say, oh, I need affirmations, I need to do workshops, I need to do more goal setting, I need to be more positive. And we say, just stop being negative. You say, oh, I need to think more positive thoughts. We say, yeah, you do. But for now, just stop speaking your negative thoughts. Just stop talking about it. Just stop joining the groups where that's what they do. Just stop tuning into those online chat rooms where that's what they do. Stop watching the television programs where that's what they do. In other words, stop paddling upstream just for a moment and watch what happens to your boat. Just stop it for a moment. That's the benefit, friends, of meditation. When you meditate, you stop thought. And when you stop thought, your boat turns and off it goes. When you go to sleep, that's what happens too. So this is the picture we have of you. You wake, you go to sleep at night and you're way downstream. Tuned in, tapped in, turned on. You wake up, you remember where you are, you remember what you have to do today, and you turn upstream and you begin your life. Da 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 da. And now, well, you do work hard at life, which is actually quite humorous to us, since we know how this whole thing got here to begin with. In other words, the stream is a powerful stream, full of resources, and you don't utilize it very well. So you paddle upstream, and then it's time to go to bed, and you do. And as soon as you go to sleep, you come back into alignment. Then you wake up, da, 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 da. And then you go to a seminar where they encourage you to meditate. And you put your brain on pause, you listen to the water dripping, you focus on the flicker of a flame, you quiet your mind, and as you quiet your mind, you turn and you begin going downstream. And then you come out of meditation and you get your things to do list out. So you're getting the picture of this. You have more control over what you do in the stream than you've been giving yourself credit. And we think that sometimes you get so fixated on where you want to be in relationship to where you are that you get yourself all bound up, rather than just understanding that well-being is yours, and that the fulfillment of what you want is your natural inheritance, and that the larger part of you is over there already vibrating it, and is living it so completely and offering such a powerful signal about it, that the call of Source is there for you if you will but listen for it. And then our human friends say, but Abraham, what does the call of Source sound like? And we say, it really depends on where you are on the emotional scale. If you're close to Source energy, if you're close to connection. The other day, Jerry and Esther were in Eugene, Oregon, and they were having a glorious day. The weather was perfect. Everyone was noticing that while it usually isn't perfect, on that day it was. It was the whole week they were there. And they'd been basking, they'd been walking, they'd been loving, they'd been living life, they were feeling very good, and now they were at a restaurant. And they were noticing the beautiful decor, they were noticing that some things had been improved since they were there last time, even though last time it looked beautiful too. They were remembering that waiter and that one and that one, they were basking in the perfection of the whole ambiance of the restaurant, and then the waiter put Esther's salad in front of her. And as Esther looked at the salad, goosebumps shivered all through her body. And she said, "What is in that salad?" And we say, when you're already in vibrational alignment with who you are, and you behold something that is in vibrational alignment with who you are, there's no end to the rapture that you can live. There's no end to how good it can feel. And so, the call of Source to Esther sounded like goosebumps. It sounded like harps and angels when you're already in that place of connection. But if she had been depressed or if she had been angry, the call of Source might have sounded like something a little less angry. Or if the call of Source might have sounded like frustration or overwhelmment. Or the call of, if you're in overwhelmment, the call of Source might sound like hope. Or if you're in a place of hope, the call of Source might feel like optimism. If you're in optimism, the call of Source might sound like believing. If you're believing something, the call of Source might sound like knowing. You get a sense of what we're talking about? We want you to begin to understand that everything is relative. But friends, what does that mean? That means that your placement in the river is relative. And what's it relative to? Hear this. This is the most important thing. It's only relative to what you have already asked for. In other words, it's your stream and it's moving because you've asked it to move and you're going with it or not, and that's all. That's all there is. It's not about what somebody else is doing with their stream. It's not about what you used to do with your stream. It's not about anything except right now, relative to this subject, am I flowing in direction of what I've asked for or not, period. And when you start putting it into that perspective, you start getting a control of your life. You cannot control what other people do. You cannot control how other people feel. You cannot control your children. You cannot control your spouse. You cannot control your government. You cannot control the other governments. You can't. When you decide that your happiness is dependent upon some means of controlling of conditions, you're in deep doo-doo because you can't control any conditions. The only thing that you can control is your direction in the stream. You can't even control where you are in relationship to what you want. You can only control your direction in the stream. Doesn't that make your life easier? I've got two choices in any moment in time. I can point upstream or downstream. That's it. I can feel worse or better. I don't have the choice of feeling best. I don't even have the choice of feeling worst. I just have the choice of feeling better or worse, better or worse. And as you start making the better choice more and more and more and more and more, so you turn, you're going to start getting the rhythm of the stream, and you're going to stop complaining about where you are in relationship with anything that you want, because all along that stream are nuggets of things that you've been wanting. Life just gets better and 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 better when you're going with the flow. And it gets worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse when you go against the flow. It's just the way it is. So we think that is as clear as we have ever heard it. We are eager to talk with you about anything that is important. There is nothing that is off limits here. We will show you, if it is your desire, depending upon how detailed you want to be, what we would do if we were standing in your physical shoes about turning and going with the flow. We'll answer your deep questions. We'll answer any questions that you can present to us here. And we want you to realize that before you dragged your physical bodies here, you've been living life, and your vibrational escrow is over here, all bright and vivid to us, so we know clearly what it is you are reaching for. One of the things that you will notice about us, if you get to know us at all, is that we are so involved, and we mean that in every sense of the word, with your vibrational escrow, meaning with that which you have become, that we're not all that interested in any long description of where you are in relationship to that. And while we will patiently listen as you beat the drum of where you are, and sometimes it helps to give context in a gathering like this, please understand that it is our undivided desire to get you turned in the direction of what you want as quickly as possible. And sometimes you feel a little impatience because you don't want to just get turned in the direction of it, you want it. And we say, stop it. Because if you get turned in the direction of it, it's yours, eventually. But the most important thing that we want you to leave this gathering knowing is that getting turned in the direction of it is enough for now. And sometimes our human friends say, oh yeah, right, Abraham, you don't have rent to pay. You don't have a lover to please or children to feed. We say, you have no idea. Everything that you want is our desire. But the difference between the inner being, source energy, God force part of you, and the physical human, worried about things part of you, is that when your life causes you to ask for something, we joyously become it, and then we call you forward. Now, this is a format that is quite interesting, because while we represent the source energy that is calling you forward vibrationally, here you have a physical countenance, someone who can speak our meaning to you in example and word. So we can build some closer and closer, easier to understand bridges from where you are to where you want to be. We want you to understand that anything that you want is possible. There is nothing that you cannot achieve. If your life has caused you to want it, not only can it be, it already has become in terms of vibration. And if something can become vibrationally, it can become in full manifestational form. We're not kidding you about that. If your life has the wherewithal to inspire a desire for something, your life has the wherewithal to deliver it to you. And there will be a time not so far from now that you will be standing in what is now your future, but will then be your present experience. And you will be living something that will feel so natural, something so next logical step. And you will have a little flash of insight when you will remember how impossible that once seemed. How impossible things become possible is just one turning in the stream at a time. So if you will stop taking score of where you are in terms of where you put into the river and where you think you want to take out of the river, if you'll stop taking score of that, and instead you will just be aware of whether you're paddling upstream or whether you're enjoying the benefit of the current. Enjoying the benefit of the current. If you will enjoy the benefit of the current, which means I'm reaching for the best feeling thought that I can find, your life will go so well for you. You expend so much human energy. Humans expend more than 99% of their human energy fighting the current. Don't you find that amazing? And less than 1% of your life do you benefit by the current. No wonder you build monuments for those who are fighting the current. Meet somebody who's got themselves into a really, really, really deep hole, and when they climb out and write a book about it, you all buy the book. Triumph over tragedy, triumph over adversity. And we say, why do you put so much adversity in your own life? It's all you're doing, you know. Every single thing that is going wrong, you're putting there, and the reason you're putting it there is because you saw somebody else put it there, and you learned that putting it there is what human life is. So then you pass on this dribble from generation to generation that says, life is not supposed to be fair. And we say, it can't be otherwise. There's no injustice, ever. Everybody gets exactly what matches the vibration of their being. And then friends say, oh, well, I didn't vibrate it on purpose. And we say, that's exactly our point. You're not vibrating on purpose. You're doing things out of habit. You're doing things because somebody else you saw doing them. You're letting what you observe drive your vibration. And that's not deliberate creation. Deliberate creation is deciding first how I want to feel, recognizing that everything I want is downstream, and then reaching for the best feeling thought that I can find. Stop trying to solve problems with action. It's going about it the hard way. Solve it by softening your energy and letting the stream carry you to the solution. All right. Your turn.
As I'm listening to you, I'm thinking, okay, I've got the relationship, I've got the money flow. You know, life is good in so many arenas. Now I want to learn how to turn downstream with my body. It feels like all my life I've done everything I could possibly do, and it just keeps getting worse. So I've done every diet, I've taken every pill, I've read every book, I've...
Let's talk about this just for a moment, because I've done every diet. Now, just in the context of upstream, downstream, I've done every diet. Which way should we point?
Up.
I've... taken pills? Did you take diet?
Oh, I took...
Which way are they?
Up. Read every book. Up. Worked out. You know, gone.
But now...
Oh, I've bought every piece of workout equipment.
So now
right.
You say, but here's the really good news.
Yeah.
In all of that, there is the realization of what I'm wanting. So you must understand, whether you can feel it or get a sense of it, of what's percolating over here for you in vibrational escrow. In other words, with all of that focus and all of that energy and all of that desire that, in other words, when you really, really, really want something, and someone said to us one day, oh, Abraham, I don't want that. I've already got that. And it was laughable to us because people associate wanting with that feeling of not having. And the reason that they do is because when you want something that you're not letting yourself have and you really want it, you can really feel it, you see. So what we want you to realize is that there is a really positive side to that feeling, which means there's something really, in other words, your river is really flowing strong in this way. Otherwise, you wouldn't be feeling that, which means when you do find the way to turn and go with it, the results will come readily for you. So, the other day, a wonderful woman who had the same situation that she wanted to talk to sat in the chair. And she said, Abraham, I like the process that you talk about getting out of debt. It's a columnar pad. It's in the Ask and It Is Given book, where you take your debt and you explain it over a series of columns on a columnar pad, and you put your largest monthly payment on the left, and then usually a house payment, and then your next largest next, usually a car payment, and then on down you might have 12 or 20 columns, and the smallest payment, which is some little credit card over here, you put on the far right column, and then you say, here is what I want to achieve in terms of becoming debt-free. We're going to talk about becoming stress-free. We're going to be talking about becoming overweight-free, relieving myself of the example in my life of unwanted overages. Too much debt, too much weight, too much stress, whatever. So here is this columnar pad. And then, with relative to finances, we said, your objective is to say, I do my best to keep my word to myself, which is, I'm going to make my financial commitments. Commitment is a key word. I'm going to keep my financial promise to myself and to others. And in some cases, I'm even going to do better than I've promised. So we say to people, on that first column, if it's $12 or $20, whatever it is, pay it twice this month, even if you can't pay everything else. And then say, as you pay it, I do my best to pay it all. I do my best to keep my commitment. And in some cases, I do twice what is asked of me. And people who have applied this notice that it shifts the whole way that they begin to think about the debt. It takes it from something that I have to do to something that I want to do. It takes it from something that feels like a burden to something that feels like a game. So it begins a downstream experience, and so you find yourself actually eager when you go to the mailbox to see which bill is there, to compare what money you've got and what bill is there so that you can play the game. And people who have been playing the game notice that right away that far right column disappears, which gives them a little more leeway in their budget, and then this column disappears. And about that time, more money begins to flow too, because your budget is not only a matter of what's going out, it's a matter of what's coming in relationship to what's going out. It's the same thing as with your physical body. In and out, in and out, in and out in terms of energy, in and out in terms of fuel, in and out, in and out. So you're bringing yourself more and more into alignment by keeping your promises to yourself. So then we said to this woman, so now let's put a columnar pad together, the process for releasing unwanted weight or extra weight. And it, in a way, it's the same feeling of debt. Can you feel it? It's something that I've got that I don't want, that I want to relieve myself of the burden of. So what kinds of things should we put on this columnar pad? And remember, some days when you are going to pay your bills, even though you would like to play the whole game, you cannot do all of that today. And why? Because you do not have the resources to do it. In other words, I'd like to pay everything off, but I don't have the resources to do it. So it's a matter of managing the resources that I do have in an effective way. Are you following this? So by managing the resources that I do have in an effective way, it's bringing me in balance. In other words, I'm going to do my best, and doing my best makes me feel good. So now you've got this columnar pad, and so you want to say, I want to lose 50 pounds. And so let's put that in the far left-hand column. In other words, that's like paying the house off in terms of whether I have the resources to do it today. I don't have the resources to do that today, but it's something that I want to do, so I'm going to put it in the far left-hand column. Mm-hmm. Following? I want to bring myself into physical fitness. I want to be able to walk 5 miles easily at a brisk pace and hardly feel anything except exhilaration. Put that in the second column. And anything else that you can think of. All the way down to what's easiest, you might say, I'm going to move my body to music for 3 or 4 songs. That could be something that you put in. Now you have the resources to do that easily. I have the resources to drink 8 glasses of water today. I have the resources to do that. I can do that. So you put the things that you know you have the resources to do over there in the easy columns, and you put the things that you want to do, that you really feel are necessary to do in order to meet your goal, that you don't necessarily have the resources to do over here in the left-hand column. And we would encourage that you lay it out on a columnar pad, and that you don't necessarily work in terms of 31 days, but just lay it out, and then let your objective be to get as many check marks in as many of those columns as you have the resources to do. So then when you put the music on and you feel like moving to it, move to the music, and then check it off on your columnar pad. When you drink the water that you've said that you'll drink, check it off on your columnar pad. When you get out and take a walk with your love, check it off on your pad. In other words, check it off, check it off, check it off. And each time you do, acknowledge, I'm using the resources that I have in this effort that I'm wanting. And what you begin to notice is, before you know it, It has become so natural that you move your body easily to music that it just becomes a habit. It's not anything that you any longer need to put on your column or pad. You've got that one down, and so it's like that debt is paid off. You could even, if you wanted to, wipe it off the pad. When you realize that you're naturally drinking that 8 glasses of water every day, and in fact going beyond it, that it's just something that is natural to you, cross it off your pad. You've accomplished it. And what you'll begin to notice as you are checking these things off and these columns are disappearing, while you may not be aware of it, the weight is going too. And so you're getting closer and closer until one day you will get on the scales and you will realize that you've met your goal and you will be debt free, so to speak, in terms of relieving yourself of this unwanted thing. What this process will do for you is it changes the vibration of it, because it causes you to begin winning immediately, which is a downstream vibration instead of losing. You're succeeding rather than failing, and that's the thing that goes so wrong with people relative to their physical weight. They are so clear about where they want to be and so clear about where they are that just the vibrational relationship between where they want to be and where they are has them pointed upstream all the time. So pointed upstream. Now let's talk about the physiological effect of vibration in your body. You have to know that different people have different results from food, because you see people eating much more than you eat who are slender and in the body condition that they want. So you have to know, and you say, well, it's metabolism, we say blah, 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 whatever you want to call it, it is the energy balance in your body. And so it does not matter how much you do, if you're vibrationally pointed upstream, your doing isn't going to get you the results. That's why your metabolism is slow. That's why your body holds on to what you do not want. You're pointed upstream in it, you see. So once you start playing the game, so you're downstream, 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 then not only will the inspiration about what to do be easier and easier, but you're going to discover that you don't have that many things you have to do differently, because the things you are doing differently have got you in a different vibrational stance, and that different vibrational stance is causing your response to food to be different than it has been before. Your metabolism will kick up when you're pointed downstream. We're not kidding you. Resistance bogs everything down. That's why all heart disease, that's why strokes, that's why every disease, that's why every sickness that every single person has ever lived, no matter how severe or slight it might be, is always about vibration that's pointed upstream. It's always about that vibrational tug of war. Doctors only recently are beginning to understand the stress effect relative to diseases, and it is everything. Dis-ease. Dis-ease, you see.
Okay, but it's all right. It feels like if you really, really want something.
So the energy is really, really moving fast.
Yeah.
And I've wanted it.
The harder I try, the worse it gets.
That's the feeling that we want you to identify here. The fact that I'm trying so hard means I'm really pointed upstream. And that fits exactly with the physics of the law, doesn't it? The harder I try, the very fact that I believe that I have to try, that's why we're saying if you lay out this pad and you'll put things that you don't have to try hard on, and you will do them and enjoy doing them, and you'll get sort of caught up in the game. Let's lay out the primary elements for success in this. Can you feel that everything we've been talking about here today is because I am source energy, I come into this body, in my body I want things which source becomes, that now I want to stay up to speed with. Are you following that? So can you feel how everything that you feel and everything that you are in any moment in time in this body is about this relationship with me letting myself be me? So it's all about keeping my promise to myself. My life caused me to ask this, and now I must keep this promise to myself. So when you begin identifying things and you keep your promise to yourself, you're going to feel better and better about that. And what we hear you say is, this is exactly what you meant just now. Abraham, I'm not sure that those piddly little easy things that you're suggesting that I start with are going to get me anywhere. And we say they're going to get you into a better vibrational energy state, which is going to get you everywhere you want to be. And so when you do those, and you're going to feel the success of that, and then you're going to do that, and you're going to feel the success of that. And before you know it, you're going to say, hey, I'm just feeling differently. And then it's not going to feel like this big dark cloud that you've been carrying around for so long. It's going to get fluffier and brighter the first two or three days that you begin to play the game. Your energy is going to shift in the first two or three columns. We've watched so many people do this who have been in debt for years and years and years, and they begin playing this game, and for the first time in years, their energy shifts relative to money, and then money they didn't know they had coming. Somebody leaves them a small inheritance. All kinds of things will begin happening, and the same sorts of things will evidence themselves to you. It isn't that there are certain foods that you must eat and therefore you will get results. It is that you can't eat something that you believe will make you fat and be slender. In other words, it's about your vibrational energy balance. So as you start doing those things that you believe that you need to do, and you do them with ease, your resistance begins to resolve. And so then what happens is more ideas flow to you. People send you recipes. You find new products. You begin to get results. You begin to notice that the weight is coming off. You begin to get into the flow of it. You begin to feel better. Your energy increases. You want to move more. And then you get on the scale, which you haven't done for 30 days, and you say, wow, 15 pounds, and I wasn't doing any of that hard stuff. I was doing only the stuff that felt good, and look at the results I'm getting. And we say the results that you will get are because of your energy alignment. But so let's talk about the components of this process. What really is it? What is the getting out of debt process about? It's about using action to improve vibration. And we think it is a good human technique, because what you usually hear from us is clean up your vibration and then follow through with inspired action. But these things that have you by the throat, these things like your body, you know, your body is a hard thing to control when it gets out of balance, because you take it everywhere you go. So how your body looks and how your body feels is a big part of your vibration. And the same thing with money. Money affects you all day, every day. And so when you apply these actions that make you feel a little better, what happens is the action then drives the improvement in the energy, and the improvement in the energy then inspires more action, and the action drives the improvement in the energy, and the improvement in the energy, and then you start feeling motivated from the inside, and motivation from the inside is what we call inspiration. And the big thing is, and we say this relative to every subject, you have to leave everybody else out of the equation, because it doesn't matter how somebody else looks or how much they eat or how much results they get from what they do. None of that is relative to you. I have to remember is going out to dinner with some dear friends years ago. They went to a wonderful Indian restaurant in San Francisco. And Esther's beautiful friend, she looked like a model from head to toe, ordered two complete meals and ate them herself, and then ate dessert, and then everybody else's dessert that didn't finish it. And Esther said to her, I hope you understand that we can no longer be friends. And Gloria said to Esther, food is my friend. Mm. And Esther said, well, it hates me. It just hates me. And that's really the point that we're wanting to make. In other words, you have to come into alignment. You must be your friend. You've got to start doing things that make you feel better. And that's where this keeping my promise to myself comes in. And the promise to myself is when you're not happy in your body with the way it feels or the way it moves or the way it looks, you're launching further and further rockets. So the worse you feel in your body, the more you ask for, and the higher your standards become. And so you've got a fabulous thing going on over here that you've got to get up to speed with, because you're creating your own tug of war. And this process will cause you to ease that tension between the two. We promise you, it will shift your vibration, and when your vibration shifts, your body will become the way you want it to. And here's the part we really want you to understand. So being slender and fit the way you want to be is over here, and where you feel like you are is over here. We want you to realize that turning like this because you did something on that is enough. In fact, it's not only enough, it's all you can do. And it's not only all you can do, it's enough. But it's not only enough, it's all you can do. But it's not only all you can do, it's enough.
It feels to me like I have spent my entire life paddling upstream about my body. Somewhere along the line, I believed that if I understood why, that would somehow help. And so this is the final thing I want to ask is, I would go to therapy, I'd read books, I'd dive into past lives. You know, I blamed my mother. I thought it was because I was a lesbian. It was because, you know, I always came up with more and more reasons why I struggled so much and why it kept getting worse. It feels to me like why is kind of an endless loop, and yet it's something I think we ask about lots of things. Why am I in this situation? Why can't, you know, I improve this? Is there any value to understanding the whys? Or is that just automatically send you right back upstream?
Well, you would know yourself if you asked the question why, and you believed you found a satisfying answer, and it gave you relief. You would feel the relief, and there would be a releasing of resistance and a turning in the stream. And we're not trying to dictate in any way the method you use to stop the resistance. We're just encouraging you to understand that stopping the resistance is what you're reaching for, and that when you stop the resistance, you'll turn in the stream. What we've noticed, however, is that most people, the more they begin looking for the reason why something isn't going well, the more they are upstream. That's why they join support groups. Mm-hmm. And it is so rare when someone continues to look for the evidence of things going wrong that they turn in the stream. It's enough to turn where you are. It is enough, because it often doesn't feel like enough. That's why you want to dig in and get to the heart of it. But nobody ever digs in to the heart of a problem without amplifying the vibration of the problem and making it worse. What you're saying is, in a broad sense, is for whatever reason, I'm just not enough of a vibrational match to who I really am to let myself have all that I have become. A stronger way of saying that is, I don't love myself enough to let myself have all that I've been asking for. Another strong way of saying it is, I guess on some level I don't feel worthy enough, or I'd let it in. And so then you say, so I'm looking for the reasons that I don't feel worthy, and it's pretty clear, my mother never really appreciated me for all that I was, and I've got a lot of that stuck in my vibrational craw, and maybe there were things from past lives. And we say, this is the thing that we really want you to hear about, this past life thing. We'd like to put that idea to rest, like mm-hmm. there are things from past lives that you're still now trying to compensate for. So hear this. We're going to give it to you in a very clear and powerful way. You are source energy. You come into this physical body. You have experiences in the personality that is known as you. You give birth to another new desire, and the source energy part of you becomes that. And so when you return as non-physical energy into another physical body, it is that expanded version of you, the source energy part of you that expanded from all that you've lived here. That's the part of you that comes forth into this physical body. You don't bring anything back that you need to compensate for, you see. So it's not about past life stuff. It is so simple that it's hard for you to hear. I've got this habit that I point upstream rather than downstream. That's all that it is. That's all that it is. And I've done it so long that that's the easiest pattern for me to do. That's all that it is. In fact, it's so easy. It's so natural, because I've beat the drum of that so long, and that's the first impulse that I have, that now I think that it's karmic related. Now I think it's past life related. Now I think it's inherent to my being, which is why I'm calling it a worthiness issue or a value issue. Mm-hmm. And all it is a habit issue. That's all it is. I just got used to doing it. If you got together with almost anyone, and if you were to bring up an issue that pointed to a problem, most people could chime in on the problem much more articulately than they could chime in on the solution. Mm-hmm. And it's not because they are not equally able, it's because they are oriented toward the problem. And in most cases, it is because most of you, oh, here it is. You're really going to like this, and whether you do or not, we do. We've been talking about that cycle of you becoming you, becoming you. Most people feel better if the condition evolves to something that pleases them. And so most people are seeking to change a condition that they can then have a better feeling response to, rather than offer a vibration that brings them to the conditions that they want. And so most physical humans, as they are looking into an environment in the sifting and sorting process, see what they don't want. And because they do not realize that the resource of source is the source through which all of their good comes, instead, when you were little, it all came to you through your parents, or most of it did. And so you seek to please your mother, or you seek to please the hand that feeds you. You seek to please your peers. There are all kinds of people outside of you that you try to find alignment with. And in doing so, you miss the alignment with the only thing that you can ever consistently find alignment in, which is your source energy, which is always steady and true to you. Do you follow that? We really want you to hear that, because when you realize that when you ask, it is given, and that it's not an issue about whether it will be given, it is given, then there's no worthiness to consider. There's no, do you love me enough to consider? There's no, am I standing in the right place enough to consider? There's just only, am I vibrationally matched to what I want, or am I vibrationally matched to what I don't want? But when you're waiting for the goods to come from your mother, now let's just play this out in a very real fashion. So your mother, let's say, already feels shortage in her life. She doesn't have enough time. She doesn't have enough money. She doesn't have enough of and then you come along and you're asking for things that you expect to flow through the vortex called mother, that she doesn't feel that she has the resources to provide. So you have to get very creative. You say, I want it, and she says, well, I want things too. And you say, I need it, and she listens a little more clearly. And then when you say, I really, really need it, I need it or I'll die, I really, really, really need it, she'll say, no, you don't. And then you say, no, I really, really, really need it, and these are the reasons that I need it. And then you start beating the drum to plead your case, because you expect your goods to come through the vortex called mother or employer or whoever it is, who is not using the same standards for delivery that source is, who always says, you want it, it's done. You want it, it's done. So what happens is you develop this, not just you, but almost all humans, develop this thing where most of you, even Esther, who has resources of all manner flowing to her, she still occasionally will find herself in a justifying position. And we say, anytime you're justifying or rationalizing, you are pointed upstream. Because in that stronger statement of why I deserve it is an inherent belief that you don't. And that's what you've almost got your finger on here. There, you can feel that there's something that is keeping me. Abraham, you make it sound so easy. You make it sound like it's all downstream. You make me understand that I've put it there. You make it understand that source is there, shining a bright light on it, being a bright light, saying, come this way, come this way, come this way, and yet I don't go. So your question is very valid. Why don't I go if it's that damn easy? And we say, you don't go because your habit is otherwise. And why is your habit otherwise? Because you have not understood the basics as clearly as you do today. You've been living by other standards. Can you imagine Jerry and Esther's navigational system? One day it decides to be really helpful, so it gives them 10 different maps of where the people are, including them, and 10 different destinations, and gives them to them on the screen all at once. And verbally. it would be chaotic and yet and silly, and yet that's what you all do to yourselves, as you care what this one thinks and this one thinks and this one, and you're comparing what that one's got and where that one lives and what that one thinks and how that one lives, and you are so good at that. You may not believe this, but we've seen it happen. You actually dig up stuff that's been buried for thousands of years, that was given to other people under other conditions at other times in answer to other questions, and you say, as you dust it off, I will live my life by this. Crazy, isn't it? And so we understand why it doesn't seem so easy to just say, okay, worse or better, worse or better. Because it's so easy to choose what feels worse. I think I'll criticize this person because clearly there's a reason to. It's right there in front of me. The wrongdoing is evident. If I were to poll the world, they would all agree with me. And we say, that isn't the question we ask. The question we ask isn't, did they do something wrong? The question we ask is, does that feel worse or better than, in other words, choose something that feels better. And when you start putting your life in those terms, in time you let go of all of the other justification that you've picked up along your physical trail, because you show yourself today that there's a resourceful, responsive universe that is responding to the improvement in your vibration. And if you don't improve your vibration, then you continue to disallow what you're wanting, and the more you disallow it, the worse you feel, and the worse you feel, the more you disallow it. You just have to find a way all day, every day, to break that cycle.
Okay, I had a hit while you were talking about past lives, because I never really bought into that, but I studied it for a while. And then I came here 10 years ago, and you said, it doesn't matter. And so I was able, because I believed you, I just dropped it. I mean, it was like, okay, I don't care about that. I don't need to pursue that anymore. While you were talking about that, I just had this question pop into my head of, can I look at yesterday as a past life and therefore let go of my childhood and my upbringing and my experiences? Can I just say that's a past life that doesn't have to impact? Is that a tool I can use? I mean, is that real or?
Well, it felt good to you.
Yeah, it did.
So it must have been a good thought. In other words, I let go of that, and so I can let go of that. We want to say, we don't want you to let go of your past, because there are components of it that serve you. And having a past, present, future continuum gives you a sense of where you are and a true sense of satisfaction. In other words, it's satisfying to Jerry and Esther had filed an extension on their income taxes because they just did not have time to get to it. We say they, Esther is actually doing it. Jerry just cheers her on. From the golf course. Actually, no, but he was on the golf cart. So they were due at the accountant yesterday. And so Esther stayed up nearly all night the last three nights to get everything pulled together for it. And Jerry is, at the last minute, he finds this box of cash receipts. And Esther said, I'm not going to deal with those. There cannot possibly be enough write-offs in that box to be worth me spending any time on it. And Jerry said, I agree. And so he put the lid on the box and set it aside. And as he was walking away, he said, I think I will just spend a couple of hours just sorting the box for you. And if there's anything significant, I'll give it to you. And so he is sorting, and Esther can hear him far in the other end of the building laughing. And he came in, and there was a $10,000 check that Esther had in her wallet with the receipts that she just dumped into the receipt box. And Esther said, I can remember when I couldn't have lost a $10,000 check. I can remember when I would have been aware of where that $10,000 check was. And what we're getting at is, as you tune in to the new vibrations, in other words, every now and again, you'll have a recognition of how far you've come. Esther said, as they bought this magnificent bus and paid for it. She wrote a very large check to pay for it. She said, I can remember when you said, I want to get a new car, but I don't want to get one until we can pay cash for it. And Esther said, in her own mind, we will never have a new car. It seemed inconceivable. And so that's this point of vibrational relativity that we're talking about. In other words, you cannot sift out your life in relationship with other people. You're starting to believe us when we talk about that. And you cannot even sort out your own life in relationship to your own past life right here in this life experience, because there are things that you lived that are very far vibrationally from where you are. That's why, have you ever gone home? Esther said one time after a visit at home, she said, now I know why they call it homesick. When you go home, it makes you sick. And what she was really getting at is, through her life, she had evolved up the emotional scale to a different vibration. And when she goes home, the environment, the sounds, the smells, the people activate an old, once familiar, now unfamiliar vibration. And now there's a clash of vibration going on within her. And so your past is always a clash vibration, and that a vibration that clashes with your now vibration. And we want you to let all that past life go in the spirit of letting all that past vibration go and be a current vibrating being. Vibrate now and let your awareness of how you're doing in relationship with closing the gap between who you are and who you've become. That's the only thing that matters. Nothing else matters, which translates, am I pointing up or down? Up or down? Upstream, downstream, that's all. That's all it is. Everything else is irrelevant. And if you can make that big in your mind so that you care about how you feel, and if you will begin to reach for the relief factor, not the success factor, not the accomplishing everything I want factor, just the relief factor. Just get this boat moving. Get this boat, let this boat. Don't get it moving. Let it move. Let it move. It will move if you'll let it. If you're not doing that thing you do that doesn't let you go with the flow, you'll go with the flow. No more trophies for any of you for paddling upstream. They've only been those crummy trophies that humans make for you anyway.
Thank you.
They mean nothing in terms of joy. Joy is a trophy. Joy is a trophy. Very good.
I just have to tell you, I'm like all a tingle, so thank you.